Hey everybody, we're here at Elko High School. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It just got even more beautiful for the Elko boys soccer team, and we're here with David Plaster. David's a senior forward on the team, and David just scored the winning goal in overtime to beat Ephrata 1-0. I want to talk about the goal, but David, just give me some emotions right now. Where's your head at right now?
I am very happy. I mean, these boys played really hard. It's well deserved. We deserve to go really far, and they played really hard, and they played with heart, which is the most important thing, I believe, in soccer. So just, you know, they did their best, and it makes me happy to see, because I played with these boys 9 years at least, and they deserve it.
Okay. All right. So I saw the goal, but I was pretty far away. You were right there. Yeah. Just tell me what happened.
So I got a cross from Luke Mascione. He crossed it, and I believe Camden Marquette hit it back, and the ball bounced up, and before the keeper could grab it, I half-volleyed it into the goal.
Okay. How close was the keeper to possessing the ball?
It was very close. I couldn't tell you how much, but he was really close, and I just got it just in the nick of time.
So David, I call that a hustle goal. Is that what it was? Just being the right place at the right time.
Yeah, right place, right time. Yep.
All right. Hey, congratulations on the goal. Tell me, like, what kind of a game it was. In your mind, how did the game go for you guys?
I think it went really well. We possessed for a while, and we got in our heads a little bit, and our captain, Thinkill, just told us to play relaxed, you know, do our best, and no matter what, play with heart, and we'll get through. And we ended up getting through and winning. So.
I thought it was pretty tight, right? It was pretty defensive, pretty evenly played. Just like, what was it like to play out there, and you know, how close, how tight was it?
It was good. We had a bunch of chances, especially Ephrata 2. It was back and forth game, just one of those games where it was a good day to play, and it was a really intense match.
Dude, I think there were some chances, but I don't think there wasn't a ton of chances out there, right?
No, there was not, but they had a few shots. We had a few shots, just a bit on target, off target. Some could have been followed through for us, but other than that, back and forth game, those are the best ones.
Hey, I know you guys are having a really good season. I think you guys haven't lost in like 8 or 9 games, something like that. I know you had a tie with Pequot Valley coming into this, but just tell me about this run that you guys are on right now.
Well, our coach Cascarino said that we need to bring Elko soccer back and show all these teams who we really are, and that means by playing with heart, playing together, and being there for each other no matter what happens.
What is Elko soccer?
Elko soccer.
If people don't know Elko soccer, how would you describe it to them?
If I had to describe Elko soccer, I'd say right now, amazing. And watch them Raiders.
All right. Do you know the tradition? Are you aware of the tradition? Does that tradition matter? I mean, you know, that's all in the past. We're here. You're living for the moment. Yeah. I mean, how important is that tradition?
I think it's very important, because every time before we come out, our coaches give us an example of how we used to be back then, and he believes that we can go far and be that team again.
Okay, so you guys are in districts, and you're in these playoffs. Tell me, like how you look at the playoffs in general, how you look at the Lancaster Lebanon League playoffs, say, like, as opposed to like the district playoffs.
I mean, the way I see it is, like, it's a chance for us to go far and show these people how good we really are, and how Elko soccer is coming back, and we are the team to get it as back as to where it used to be.
Hey, one more question, I'll let you go, David. You guys have had success this year, obviously. What's been the key to that success? When you guys have had success, and I think you had a really good year, I think you only have 2 losses. What's been the key when you guys have played well?
The key is to, most importantly, just be there for each other no matter what. If we make a mistake, we do our best to pick each other up and keep our heads up, because once you put your head down, it changes the whole mood and aspect of the game. So the most important thing is keep your head up and be more than a team.
David Plaster, I got to tell you, very good goal, but even better interview. Great interview.
Thank you.
Great job, man.
Thank you.